No sound. That was a good start. That was a good start. No sound. Oh. You're not going to get as charismatic start as that. It was a good start. No way. Yes, Jack. How much smoother did Fridays go to today's when I'm fucking stone cold sober on fucking Friday, just jump on it instead of eating it. I was like, what was I like, 3 or 4 minutes late? Oh, the fucking worst. I'm the most, this is why you can't get stoned every day, because I'm just the most useless human being stoned ever. I swear, right? I promise you. I promise. I had my joint like maybe an hour before this so that I could get inside with a good time. Good time frame. And I swear by 10 past, 10:15, I was on time. I promise you I was on time. I don't know where it goes so wrong. This is wrong. This is wrong, mate. Right, how do we get this better? The camera's wrong. Oh, hang on. So it's not just the laptop, because look at, oh, do you know what? Look at this though. Look what I can do. Why did I have the camera on this for so long? Watch this. I can turn it off on it. Why did I do about 16 live chats with this is the camera when there's a well better option? Do you know what I feel like though with the thing? I feel like it's harder with the phone because it gets more in. As if people watch this when it was like this. I'm the worst ever snob for not watching. I can't watch things on like 7. Do you know on the box when I look for a film and it offers you the options of playing like 720p or 1080, whatever. I won't watch it, but I will 720. Struggle watching things on 720, you know. Badly struggle watching things on 720. What was I saying then? I was on time. I promise you. By 10 o'clock, I was on time. I'm not even joking. I was on time for the thing. And then I just don't know where Eric got so derailed. Right, I go. Do you know what I've actually got? Tell them edibles are good, just watch the whole of the Chase bloopers. Tell them edibles are good, just watch the whole of the Chase bloopers. What do you mean? What's Chase bloopers? I don't know what Chase bloopers is. Do you know what? We've got some good questions this week. Yesterday we did 3 questions. How did we do? Not yesterday. Why am I bad? You know what is Chase bloopers? It's good. Oh, Chase bloopers is it? Oh, the alarm. I've got it. I caught it though. It started vibrating first. Is Chase bloopers the bloopers of the program, the Chase? Like, yeah, that's what I get. No way. That would have been sick. I'd have enjoyed that. Oh wait, I'm still on the bad camera. Let me go back on the good camera. Can I believe I had on this camera for ages? Look how terrible it is. Josh's iPhone camera. Yeah. It's like a whole different thing, isn't it? Let me go back to that. It doesn't even look like the same thing. It's shite. It was shite like your beard. How bad was it? Look at this. Go back again. Hang on, settings. It's like a full different thing, but then if you see too much of me at my house, hang on. And me. Right. Hello. Let's get this started. Yes, green. Oh, do you know what? I'm starving. I've got do you know what I did before? I had one of the maddest days of all time. Right? So I never ever eat a big meal at like any time before like 5, 6 o'clock. I have a small dinner and then a big tea. That's what I have all the time. And for some reason I was just starving this morning, like starving. Woke up feeling sick, but I didn't eat a lot yesterday at all when I usually do have a big meal. Did I eat a lot yesterday? What did I even eat yesterday? Yes, Paddy. What did I even eat yesterday? What was my diet yesterday? It couldn't have been good. It definitely couldn't have been good. Yes, James. I haven't had a good diet me for about months. Since before my holiday. I had a good diet before my holiday. Do you know what? I'm knocking myself down though. I had a very good diet before my holiday. I lost quite a bit of weight, but that holiday's killed me. And I go on a stag doing. When is that stag doing? Guess what? I'm not sad because the stag do is going to be good. I'll have a good time. But it goes over UFC 300. I can't believe it. I only just realised yesterday the stag do goes over UFC 300. The breakfast looked fucking awful. Mate, you are stupid, you know. A lot of you people are stupid when it comes to breakfast. Do you know what I feel like is happening now in the world? People, have I been like outlived or something? Mate, burnt breakfast. How are the best breakfast? What are people talking about? burning your breakfast and having everything crispy and everything's the best way to have it. Why would you want it any other way? It's fucking disgusting. Bacon and sausage and that are like some of the worst meats. You want them to a crisp, mate. Get them cooked as much as you can. What are people talking about? Who likes their bacon and sausages not burnt like that? Thank you. Yes, Jack. I feel people are like all in or all out. People who think the sausages are good, they're behind the sausages, you know what I mean? They're fully into the sausages, and people who don't, they'll say they're fucking too cooked. No, they're not. They're perfect. What is the best way to have a sausage or bacon in the world? What is the best way to have any food in the world? Barbecued. And what do you do when you have a barbecue? You fucking burn it to death, mate. You fry it to death. So why would it be any different when you want a breakfast? Of course, mate. Your sausages are a bit what? A bit what? No, they're not. Toaster on max two. Toaster's on the lowest. So that's, see, this is what I'm saying. So Paddy, hang on, I'm going to get through all of these because I will fucking defend my breakfast, right? Toaster on max two. False. I have my toaster on the lowest and do it twice. Always done that. Don't know why I've always done it. I've always done it. I like the bread better like that. It drives Meg mad. Because I have it on the lowest thing all the time. Nothing ever does in time. But I'd rather do it twice than do it once. Does that make sense? I think you get a better one. Sometimes if you just twice on the lowest is better than any other. Trust me. Yes, Supreme. Yes, right. Mike's in America. Yeah. Where are you in America, actually? Beans look moody. See, I was doing my beans in the microwave. I ain't got time for anything else. I'll admit, yeah. Even though I will, do you know what? I'm not going to start the camera. It looks like it's fucking some sort of, it looks like it's like a fucking Tim Burton film or something. Your eggs are massively up the game. Supreme. Oh, do you know what I've just done there? Not finished about six stories, right? So before, when I was deciding if I wanted to have the mic in or the mic out, why do I leave everything, the whole thing for these live chats till 15 minutes before the live chat? I was deciding if I all week I've been thinking, should I have the mic in or out? And I've decided, well, I say all week I've been thinking, I feel like I've not thought about that once, otherwise I would have checked earlier in the week. Lying bastard. And I thought, because last one, the mic weren't in because I let the laptop got mic in and out of where? Mic in and out of where? What do you mean? Where's Mike as well? The little grass. Mike was like, Mike came into the, I think Mike thought the, should I ask him where he is, you little grass? Where are you, you little grass? You little grass. He came in for the we're off topic one, first ever one, said he loved it, but I think he thought that was a live chat. That's the we're off topic, sick. I enjoy the football podcast. I did the live chat. The live chat's sick. Mike in about being in Reno for Nevada, but driving back to San Fran. Oh, I thought you was in the dirt. I am. This is the year when I need to go to the South of America. Not Southern America. America down south, Tennessee, all these places. What's the sickest route you can do where you can go like Tennessee, Nashville, all shit like that? What's the sickest route you can do for that? I need to do all them and go to fucking saloons. I'm obsessed with that like part of America. I feel that's one of the reasons why I just got into NFL so much, because the fucking Southern accent's the sickest thing ever. And Southern people are the sickest people ever. Hang on. Even Southern fucking white people are sick as well. Come back, forced on everything from there. Yeah, but listen, do you know what? I don't worry about where I go on a holiday because I can crash diet. I'm trying to sort this out. I can crash diet for an holiday. So Nashville would be sick. Yeah, Nashville. What is Nashville like? Not near Alabama and Tennessee and all shit like that. Louisiana. I'm desperate to go to all them. Is New Orleans the South? Because I'm mad this year. I like all them Southern states. And all my, I like that era as well, even though I would have fucking, sometimes, I'm definitely not. But I think because I grew up innocent as fuck about, I feel like black life. I feel like I like a lot of that era to watch it, but then as I got older, I was like, fucking, that was a terrible era. I used to think when I was younger that I wouldn't mind living in that era, mate. I got fucking skinned alive in that era. Imagine. I think I was naive to the to like how bad things were back then. As in deep south. Is that deep fried everything? Nashville is sick. Have you been to Nashville, Mike? Mike and Annette. Oh, I've already read that. You know what I need to make sure I start doing as well? Because this has bit me in the bum bad this week. Really bad. I need to start saying when I'm reading stuff, because probably more people than do never ever listen to this with the chat. more people I've spoke to that about the live chat listen to it just in work or the way to work or whatever, in the gym and shit. They never watch the live chat. They never see the chat. They just listen to me. Yes, Mike's in. Mike's actually coming. Right, so do you reckon Mike's in? and he's in now for the next 40 minutes. Or do you reckon he's busy and he's dropped in to be polite because I've messaged him coming out, or and he's getting off? Because there's been a few times where I've done that in the past where I've said I'd jump on something, not jump on something, but like when mates in the past have asked me, like, well, I don't want to grass myself up for being a bad mate. Yeah, man, done Texas as well. It's better food, but Nashville's more fun. No way, that's what I want to do all down there. He's busy, but he's staying for the 40 minutes. Yes, Mike. He's probably a lying bastard. See if he chats. Dedication. We don't want you if you're not chatting, though. You watching this means nothing unless you're chatting. Get off if you're not chatting. Leave the room. Where's Rob and Josh? I sold this as Rob. Do you know how many people I sell this to as Rob and Josh are in the chat? Then again, those people won't even see that again. Busy as in pissed. Oh, you're pissed. Yes, lad. Where have you been today? Where have you been? Do you know what I keep saying? One thing I miss about the match, but it's the same thing I don't miss about the match, is being pissed. I half miss getting pissed every weekend, but then being fresh every weekend is so much better. Do you know what? So I've been at Mead about six times in the last, I don't know, since about August. And every time I've been like one after the other for a month. Do you know what I mean? I think I did, because I definitely went out on Christmas Day. I had a drink on Christmas Day. And then I had a drink on the 28th. Yeah. So 2 in 3 days, and I was rough as fuck. Do you reckon Hill got more of a chance? I like Hill. We need to put that on my body. I only read the question. Do you think? I feel like I need to make more of a figure this, because conversations must just go for people and they'll be like, what the fuck thing you said? And Brad said. It gets hectic. Do you know what I mean? That's a sick explanation for trying to listen to me talk about things hectic. It made me laugh. I just don't get to the end of any story. I realised that, so I listened to about 2 minutes of the Friday live chat, and I listened to about 2 minutes of the what's it called live chat? What's the other one called? Hectic is an understatement. Fuck off, Stefan. In 2 minutes on each one, I reckon, there was five stories that I started talking about. Never finished any of them. Never finished a single story. None of them. Not one of them gets to its conclusion of any of the stories. None of them. Senior tweeting thought, it's a 9 p.m. start earliest. Missed a good 20 minutes of bullying Robbie. No way. Rob's not even in. Josh, Rob's not even in. What do you mean? Seen my tweet and it said you thought it was a 9 start. When did I say that? I never said a 9 start. Like a pinball machine with a voice, yeah. That's what it is, and it's different. Oh my god, I've never heard that before in my life. I'm going to get off the hill of the topic of Hill of Pereira. I want to talk about Hill of Pereira. That is right, though. It's like that, isn't it? I've never thought of it like that. How good a description of that is it? Hectic is wait. We got, listen, take it in turns. We're going with this one first. Hill of Pereira, yeah. Well, I think I love Pereira. I love him. I don't know why I love him, but I love him. And I love Hill as well. I like Hill as well. It's sad that Hill's fucking fighting off with Ariel Luana, because I like Hill. I think Hill's good. You see me, Mac is there. I've still got a few chicken nuggets left. Do you know that's another reason why they started late? So I thought I'll have one more chicken nugget before I jump on. I ate that, nearly saying that, before I get on. And I cringe when I say, oh, jump on. And I had a chicken nugget, and as I'm walking back to fucking sit down, choked on it. Choked on the chicken nugget. That took me about 2-3 minutes or so. I'm still, probably not, no. Nah, I would say I am. For the first like 10 minutes, if you watch this, I'm going like, and I keep swigging my drink, because my throat was fucking, it's not now, definitely not, my throat was hurting. Now, when you posted the picture of the test, thought, there's no way you'll be starting anytime soon. What test? Posted the picture of the test. I forgot what I've posted already. Test. Oh, the test. Yeah. All right. Yeah. No, that was to check. Do you know what that test was? To check if I could start a recording and change cameras without like it fucking off. Emily Jordan's won the UFC last night. Rob Sunderland on top. Did you see? He's not even here. But, oh, he is here. Rob is here. I didn't know he was here. Sorry. Now, when you put. Sunderland have had bad boxers, bro. Come on, Josh. It's a fact. And I would love to get behind a proper good Sunderland boxer. They've had bad ones. Newcastle, this is another reason why I think I like Newcastle as a lot. Yes, Mason. This is another reason why I liked Thingy thingy a lot more. What's it called? Newcastle, because the boxers, they had good boxers. I liked Lewis Ritson when he was coming up. I still like Lewis Ritson now, I think. And I, but you know what, actually, I hated Josh Kelly, and but Josh Kelly's Middlesbrough, isn't he? I hated Josh Kelly, and I think I like him now. I think I like him now, because if I actually think deep down, probably because he's just left Hearn. I just like proper hate on Hearn fighters just because they're with Hearn. I'm a bad hater. But Hill Pereira. Josh Kelly. Sunderland's not Josh Kelly. Oh, is it? Is Josh Kelly Sunderland? Full Sunderland? Shut up. I'd have liked him all along. I like him now. Oh, I'll get well behind him more. I thought it was Middlesbrough. Is Josh Kelly a big Sunderland fan? This camera's still taking piss. Boxes in our social club now. Kelly. What's he up to? Surely Earn could get involved again. In this new world where you don't really need to be that big a star for Eddie Earn to make you a star, surely you can get Josh Kelly, like Josh Kelly going again. That'd be a big fight as well with Conor Benn. Just build it up to that. Josh Kelly would be sick if Earn took him on. 15-1. Don't matter about losing nowadays. He should never have took that. I just feel like he had no choice, did he? He got bullied into taking that David Avenicio fight. You know what's funny about that? Adam Booth knew, didn't he? One thing I feel like when it comes to things like with these fighters, yeah, they can sell them all they want. But if we ever think someone like as smart as Adam Booth knows less than us about boxing, isn't onto the things we're onto, we're fucking out of our mind. Obviously, he knew Josh Kelly weren't up to that much. But he was on the train, man. That's no wonder he pulled him out the first fight. But he just got bullied into fighting him again, didn't he? He should have just fucking dug his heels in and said, I am not fighting David Avedesian. I think what he must have fell out with Hearn or something, because sometimes if Hearn's on your side, he'll back you out of that. He'll get you out of that situation. And he'll blag it in another way and get you out. But for some reason, he dug in with it and said, like, he has to fight David Avedesian. Oh, terrible. Yeah, taking that fight. It's terrible, Robbie. Got fucking bullied into it, I'm sure of it. He was still flying now. And especially at that stage, it was a thing where, like, I feel like it's gone now, where everyone was pretending they loved fucking boxers. I like Floyd and stuff, but more just because I reckon I just loved Floyd for being Floyd, you know, when he came up. And then, like, I do like defensive fighters. Do I like defensive fighters? I feel like I just, like, love Floyd. I feel like I'm that behind Floyd that I've blagged myself where I'll defend a defensive fighter, but I hate most defensive fighters, you know, like the proper runners. I hate all them, like Lara and that. When people like Lara, I used to think, oh, fuck off. There's a few, though, I'd like Trout. I like Trout. I love Trout, Austin Trout, actually. But then again, he weren't like that. Do you remember the Trout Canelo fight? I still haven't answered the question on the thing. And then I did want to answer another question. These are just bad, aren't they? I wanted to answer the chocolate bar one. Right, so Hill Pereira, let's get onto this, back onto this. I think it would have been a better fight if Hill was fully fit, do you know what I mean? He's not fought, has he? But I also think I feel like he would have had a really good chance. And I do like Pereira. And I wouldn't be asked if he'll win either, because I like them both. But I want Pereira to win now, because I want him to turn around. He will. What did I say on this, by the way? By the way, everyone, what are people going to fucking realise? That I get most things right. I said on one of these live chats weeks ago, maybe months ago, Pereira will turn around fast and fight on the UFC Brazil card. Or he would fight. He would fight on UFC 300. Check it, actually. Go and check the thing. I definitely said he would fight on UFC 300. No, I never said the Brazil card. I'm talking nonsense. No, I did. I did. I definitely did, actually. Who was I arguing with in the UFC chat about this? I did say this. Someone go and find this on one of the live chats. There's no way I'll find it, but I definitely said it. You're probably the only person who could tell me about this, which episode it'd be. Steen, he'll never tell me. Fucking hell. There's definitely a time where I say he'll fight on UFC 300 and he'll fight on the Brazil card. And I think he's going to do it, because he's a kickboxer. They fight all the time. This is exactly what I said on the thing. This is the exact opinion I've said before. Look how bad that camera is. I just can't get it to be straight. It's on, oh, straight there. It's perfect. Pink Earn banked on Kelly getting the Sunderland support like Ritson did with Newcastle. Not sure if people never really got behind Kelly here. Did they not at all? But then I think he didn't really play him off in Sunderland, though, did he? Yes, Seb. Lad, these are so shit. How are they still doing these, being about a year? What are so shit? I love these. Fuck you, Louis. They're sick. Get off them, mate. These are not for you. These are for me and my mates. These are sick, bro. I love them. I actually enjoy doing them. He's a decent prospect, Pat. Thinks his boy made it. Who's Pat? Oh, Pat McCormack. Oh, mate, I can't get behind people when they make the debut, and that's too early for me. That I'm not asked about these fights. I can't get into, like, unless I like, I really, really like them, I'll have to, I'll pick them up later. I mean, I don't pick, I definitely don't pick boxing prospects up from like early on. Yeah, I think, sure, do you not think that's why they've done it? If Pereira smokes, go back onto this, this is a well better subject. If Pereira smokes through fucking Hill, which I think he will, and I think Hill's just cashing out, he's still getting, Hill's getting pay-per-view points, you know, for this, the mad bastard. How sick's that? He got promised on when he vacated the title, and that's how they got him back. He's getting pay-per-view points for UFC 300. Why would he not take this fight, injured or not? He's going to get ran over, and then so what? One more big fight, and he'll get another title shot anyway, because he's sick. Perfect for him. He's going to be fucking rich overnight. Probably will, obviously, but he'll never got pay-per-view points before, though, would he? Because he won the vacant title. So he's going to be rich out of his head, mate, overnight. But he's going to get ran over. Pereira does him, and then headlines UFC Brazil. That was sick. Rihanna or Beyonce music. I don't like Beyonce anyways. But I just like a couple of her songs. The ones that you can't deny, but I don't like Beyonce at all. Rihanna's sick. What we're saying next week in our United game, you ignorant bastard. Where have I ignored you, Seb? I've not ignored you once. What are you talking about?
Oh yeah, I have.
Sorry. Yeah. And I engaged it. What's the story of everyone up Torres' talk? Yes. Oh my god, I'm gonna say it wrong again. I'm gonna have to go back to the chat. Thank God, I still don't know how to say your name. You say this is rude, but this is just the person I am. I'm still not Masai Knights. Masai. I did about 6 podcasts with Masai. I still don't even really know how to say his name. I'm bad for it. Hang on. You said it to me. Kira. Can you believe that? Kira. Kira. As in Kira. As in Kira Knightley. Can you believe this? Look here. This is pronounced Kira. And she thinks I'm stupid for not knowing how to pronounce it. What is wrong with the Irish, mate? Bear in mind, I love the Irish, but why do you pronounce your names all mad? Yes, Paddy. Well, I'm not weird for never knowing how to pronounce your name when Kiara or Ciara is Kira. Must be from Sunderland. That's his Irish. Yes, everyone. Right, anyway, get back to what we were talking about. Oh, I've lost the conversation now. How sick will it be if Pereira jumps onto a UFC 300? The best. The best. It'll be fucking at 301. Because then Pantoja versus whatever that guy's called is a 6-second finger. Where was the other? I'm going to do the other one that I wanted to look. I wanted to do this, and then I need to go on to do the questions that I've actually got. Top 3 chocolate bars. I was thinking this, right, because I got I promise you, I've not had a Twix in about 4 years yet. Oh, I need to put on the thing. I haven't had a Twix in about 3-4 years yet. No, that's an absolute lie. I haven't had a Twix in about 3-4 months, baby. I went off tweets, and Siobhan is the maddest. Yeah, Siobhan. Yeah, Siobhan. Yes. Yeah, no. I always saw one of my closest mates growing up, because if I don't know someone with that name and don't like not like ever hear it and drilled into me, I'll always get the names wrong. I pronounce names wrong all the time. I'm terrible for pronunciation of the names and words and everything. I ain't reading that out. That bird should fire Irish names at you and see if you can get the pronunciation right. No way am I doing this. So. Pronounce that one. Sarah. No, yeah, so I have to think of it in yours. Sarosi. Sarosi. Nah, it's not Sarosi. Yeah. Twice as shite chocolate. I don't know how to pronounce that. Sarosi. Do it for me. I feel like sober. Not stoned, I would be able to. Twice as shit chocolate. Shite chocolate. Listen, fuck off. Do you not like Twixies, Seb? Fuck all this. Do you not like Twixies? It'll be Sarah or something like that. Sarah. Oh my God, Searcher. Searcher. As in, search her. What? Would anyone be called that anyway? Hang on, is that not what the girl's called from Brooklyn? What's her name from Brooklyn? I love her. Is that how you pronounce her name? Has anyone seen the film Brooklyn? One of my favorite films of all time, you know, Brooklyn. Love it. See, I'm not even hypeball there. I think Brooklyn is one of my favorite films of all time ever. Jack Ken, is he laughing at my film? That pronunciation hasn't helped. Yes, sir. Oh my God, I love her. Oh my God, that's her name. So how do you pronounce her name? Searcher. Searcher. I don't even know. Am I saying that right? Searcher. Oh, Searcher. You put a CH. Searcher. Searcher. Is that how you say it? I love her. Love her. Well, do I love her or do I just love Brooklyn? What else has she been in? I love Brooklyn, though. I would love to live in that Brooklyn era as well. But again, I always look at films like Brooklyn and think, oh, how sick would it be to live in that era? Not for me. It'd have been terrible. Films, what film was she in? I like. Oh, Mary Queen of Scots. Love that era as well. Kings and Castle, I always think that'd be sick. I'm not reading that. Did you watch Rawdos? I couldn't even finish it. Bad film that, you know. I was thinking, right, let's get back on these reviews on YouTube. Let's finish this Rawdos and do a review. Couldn't finish it. Terrible film. I might try and watch. So, do you know what I've seen? And I remember after one of these live chats. So, I feel like the live chats I enjoy doing, but I also just enjoy being stoned after the live chat. And once I was stoned, then I watched Fraser Clark versus Wardley in the Talk Sport studio. And it was fucking hilarious. It's sick. That footage is so fucking... What's he called? Fraser Clark terrorizes him. My life. I like Fraser Clark now. I like him forever. He terrorizes Wardley. There's some sort of like, I think Wardley's on nothing. And Fraser Clark's properly about it. And you can tell that like Wardley, like he just shits himself a little bit. What a film, Nocturnal Animals. And that's what, anyway, I've done the face to face. I can't wait to finish this and go and watch it. This will last an hour because I want to go watch that. I'm desperate to watch it. This is another reason why I was late, because then I ended up watching Sam Jones's interview. I didn't realise he was with Dalton Smith. I'm buzzing for that. I kind of like Sam Jones, you know, now. Why has he done this like a fucking deal with Hearn, where he's going to be Hearn's fucking mate now? Because I'm going to end up having to hate him. Yeah, Josh Hines. I love that, Josh. Josh, how sick was that? Have you seen, obviously, I need to actually write it. Seen they've announced the weights for the Hearn versus Warren card. How sick was that video? I love that now. Even though listen, I don't even blame them for a second. Them two hating each other. And now I love the fact that they're like having to work with each other and be friends. Because it's like when they come into football, you know, these countries come into football and start throwing all kinds of money. It never lasts. This ain't going to last with Saudi Arabia. But you need to be in there now. And if they must have had a little word with each other and just said, listen, there's a lot of money to be made here. Let's make it. And when they get out, well, fuck it. We've got the rest of our lives to hate each other. Do you know what I mean? I respect it so much. They can hate each other for the rest of their lives. You go and make all that, won't it? It's fucking hilarious. Stood next to each other, but then I liked that because it was the first time. I think Eddie, I didn't think of it that way. Eddie's going to want to proper beat him, you know, and he's going to proper want to beat Eddie. So we're going to get, I reckon Eddie's going to do squash matches, you know. If he's got a weight division where he's got someone who's just ridiculous and it's a fight against a domestic rival on that side who he would clean up against, would be a big fight anyway. Any domestic big fight's a big fight. Who do you reckon the fights of the weights are going to be? Bonk Wuss Woot. Listen, right. No way about this, Bonk. I know people might not be able to think I can fight and that. And listen, I'm not saying I can fight, but come on. I'm not having Twitter thinking that's even some sort of fair fight. The comment was an all-timer. True, though. This is what's happening with Twitter now. Why are people like him able to argue with people like me? That Morgan as well. I think it's about that Morgan, mate. Oh, back in the day, yeah, on Twitter, yeah. But in real life as well, that Morgan would never argue with me in real life. I promise you right now. But he wouldn't. But he'll argue with me on Twitter, which is fine, because I've argued with people on Twitter as well. Listen to that. Amy, let me get to this. I've argued with people on Twitter who I probably wouldn't argue in real life with. Of course I have, mate. Paul Smith, for one. I argued with Paul Smith on Twitter. He stuck it on me about fucking three times, and I fucking shit myself every single time. I'm not asked to admit it. I definitely did. Every time, bro. Listen, these things can happen. You can say you're wrong, shout out about the wrong person, and it comes back to bite you. He never forgive me. Stuck it on me about three times, all three times. I was like, for fuck's sake. And though, to be fair, there was one time where he walked behind, finished the derby, man. He 100% seen me. He seen me. I was walking down. I remember I was walking out of the Everton ground, walking back to town. I was with two people. Who the fuck was I with? Tomo, I think. Oh, no, definitely Tomo and someone else. And couldn't have walked right in his thing, but he was with his kid. And I just walked in front of him, and he walked behind me, and nothing got said. Now I remember walking towards him, thinking, "For fuck's sake, he's gonna fucking front me again." But he never. And I was like, "Thank God." So I've argued with people on Twitter who I wouldn't argue with in real life, but people like that Morgan, mate, fuck me. Them tweets he put about being lonely and stuff, he would have got terrorized 5-6 years ago on Twitter. He would never have been allowed to rise up. and be popular on Twitter when he's tweeting things about being lonely and stuff. What the fuck is happening? You're not allowed to send things like lonely tweets and stuff like that, and then have a go at someone, and people somehow think, yo, where did this the battle on Twitter? That's not what Twitter used to be. I feel like the fucking idiots have like sort of took over it now. It's just a losing battle. People don't have to even try and slip Woog Diggs in his last dust. People don't have to even try and slip Woog Diggs after his last dust up. What do you mean? Who's last up? Oh, mine, I know. My last dust up, yeah. Karen's in. Did Karen and Seb know each other? He'd slip everything with your phone. Yeah, I've just been having a rant then and missing the chat. All right, Seb, mate. You weren't even there, Seb. You arrived later. Where was you backing me up, mate, at the time? Can't believe the cunt's still in his nan's bathroom. Supreme, bro, can you believe he's never changed that picture? How can you have the same picture for about 3 years? What's wrong with these people? Change your fucking picture, put another picture up, upload other pictures. Why is everyone scared of getting terrorized by strangers online about what they look, and they have one picture forever? I come back with you looking booty. Funny that, Seb. As if. I like there's always someone in here who can back up funny stories that we have. What a funny story that is. It's just added to the long list. I can't wait for the... I always think about this when I do the live chat. Wait, the live chat. Live chat. With people there. I'll tell the Newcastle car story, but stop the recording. Record the whole thing and then stop. That's going to be my first special. That's gonna be my first special, the live chat live recorded. Is Karen, Rich Karen? Is Karen the Karen? Rich Karen? Who's Rich Karen? Nah, Karen's Irish Karen. We've not met her at Wembley in that. I come back to Strev dubbed it. Unreal Flid. No way, I'm not doing it. Grandfather clock in his toilet. Who's got the managed grandfather clock him or El Hamlet? Oh, 42 minutes in. I've not answered a single question again. How am I gonna end up going from having I was thinking, oh, will I get enough questions to answer to do two live chats? I've ended up getting fucking loads. I windled it down to six on each one. And I only did three. I got nine for this. I've not done one yet. Flid was never a big figure, Bolton. Have you ever seen Gates on her own? She's fucking minted. Oh, is Karen rich? Is Karen minted? Do you know what? I never even thought about that. Is Karen, are you fucking minted? I don't think I've ever seen the Gates on her own. Gotta be Wolfpack. What do you reckon is? Yeah, because that was, yeah, to be fair, that was a silly question. Wolfpack's, he says it's worth a lot. Do we think it's worth a lot? His clock. Obviously, his watches are snide, except like the Armani one and that. But do we think he's a. But I like it. I'm not criticizing the gimmick about the watches. I think it's hilarious. Karen, are you fucking rich? And you've slid away, hid that from us all. Right, let's go to the first question. Jacket, oh, his clocks are the best. Oh, I've read that. Do you have the pram? Oh. What a terrible question to get asked. Yeah. No, it's on me now. If I get told that the pram's needed, I have to get it out of my car and either put it in the house or put it in Meg's car. It's on me now, she said that. But if she forgets and I forget, then it doesn't matter. I'll put it in your car. Nightmare. Do you know what as well? They never took my fucking bins. Put my bins out and they never put them out. She's got her own postcode. Karen, are you that rich? Yeah. Are you that rich, Karen? Met Seb in Prague. This Prague just gone. I'm gutted I miss Prague. I'm buzzing that it's Atalanta, so I don't need to go because I've got too much to fucking going on to go to Atalanta. I'm buzzing that it's Atalanta, but I'm not. I was gutted I didn't go to Prague. I want Lisbon desperately in the next round. Fuck Marseille, mate. You know, Marseille would be good, yeah, but who wants an Aggie away like Marseille when you can have the best fucking one like Lisbon? Queen of Dublin. Rich. What am I doing here? Right, questions. Boxing Talk UK. He's one of the boxing Twitter lads. Why is Klopp so celebrated when he consistently bottles it every season? What a stupid question. This is an Everton fan. Do you know what makes me laugh about this guy? Yeah, he says, I wish I was Scouse. He wishes he was Scouse. He wishes he was a Scouse Everton fan. And he's a fucking Everton wool. I'm a Liverpool wool. And it fucking kills him sometimes. The business were complete bastards. But Lisbon. Lisbon was sound. Getting in the ground was terrible for Lisbon. But who's asked about that? It was terrible for about 1.5 hours of our life. Yeah, listen, it was off. It was awful. I was right there. It was having the worst time ever. But for an hour and a half of how shit it was, the fucking Lisbon's the sickest city ever. We did 3 nights and then I went back about 6 months later for another 3 nights. No, not even that. about 3 months later for another three nights. A fucking sick gaff, bro. Dublin's the sickest, one of the sickest cities in Europe for having a fucking good time. Who's asked about fucking waiting like idiots for an hour and a half getting into the ground? It was, yeah, it was shit, but so what? Then it was sound. And in the ground was the most relaxed thing ever. It was chilled in the ground. It was just a nightmare getting in the ground. And I didn't even want to go and nearly shit my kicks on the flight. Oh yeah, you. That's when you told me you was realist. That's when you was realist. I loved it. I wouldn't best guess what we did as well. So it was me, Louis, and round the bend who went, yeah. And we all three of us were like, oh, we'll book a gaff. We never booked a gaff, never booked a gaff. Gets to about fucking 2 days before. I look on Airbnb. We just kept like, I don't know, we just put things off. I don't know why. But 2 days before we get to go there, look on Airbnb, we got the sickest, best ever gaff. And because it was 2 nights before, and I do this, even I do this now though, he'd given up on the fact. Do you know what makes me laugh? Nah, because we wouldn't have paid full price for it. Sometimes I wonder if I've lost my nerve and they've got a deal that they shouldn't get, but we wouldn't have paid full price for that. But anyway, he'd lost his nerve 2 days before for, I just want to get rid of that week. And it was about probably less than half price on the room, on the, for the gaff, well less than half price, sickest gaff ever. Lisbon was sick. And do you know what I love about, do you know what makes, I don't know if people in here will agree, is that LFC bar in Lisbon? Yeah, the LFC bar in Lisbon, bro, sick. I loved it and went in the, it wasn't as good, that LFC bar, I'll tell you the truth. It was not that good when Liverpool played. But when I went back, it was good because then, like, the little amount of Liverpool fans that are in Lisbon just for, like, whatever, go there and they're all sounded and they're, like, they're all the crowd that come with the European aways. But, yeah, that's sick, that Lisbon bar. Fucking sick. That Liverpool bar. But Lisbon, do you know what's a good... I'll get to the end of this because it's good. Do you know what I like? Do you know what makes a European city good? Better if they've got a scooter system, a Lime scooter, a Voi scooter. Do you know what I mean? Do you know how much better that is? Do you know how much better a city is to have a laugh in with the lads if they've got them Voi's or they've got fucking, what's it called? Limes. And you can just jump on them. If there's somewhere that's like 20 minutes away instead of having to get taxis all the time, that, boom, just jump on a little Voi or a little Lime. That's one of the reasons why Lisbon's sick. Lime scooters everywhere. Well makes the holiday better. I would love to go back to there. I'd love it to be Lisbon. Marseille, I couldn't be asked. I've been to Marseille as well, but I was only a kid. Not a kid, but man, I was a kid. Would have been like 12, 13. What? Can I be asked talking about Klopp? When I'm stoned, I don't really want to talk about football. I will. Because I must have wanted to say, he says, why is Klopp constantly celebrated when he bottles it every season? Oh, the people. I feel like Gary Neville, I like Gary Neville. As soon as he started being a pundit, I liked him because he's fucking smart and he sees things how it is. And the way he talks about Klopp come, the way he talks about Pep is fucking right. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like he has a good view on it. And that's the view it should have on. How do people hold these two in the same regard? And like, as if like Pep's just like miles better when the resources they've had is just completely different. I know we've had an assume to get onto a Pep versus fucking Klopp run all the time, but I feel like it's just the most stupid thing ever. And people who actually have a clue, this is why. Because they are quite a smart, but they've got not really like smart people, but they've got fuck all going on, so they're just like annoying. Boxing Twitter have this view a lot more than I feel like a lot of other people do, that the Klopp's better than Pep because they're quite smart. I have aligned opinions with a lot of them, but they are just the worst people ever. Cobbles everywhere. I felt like I come home with parkies. Yeah, Cobbles is... Prague was awful on the bulk scooters. I thought you were saying Lisbon was shit on the scooters because there was cobbles everywhere, but there is cobbles in Lisbon, especially when you go to like all them squares and that, but I thought they were sound. I loved it. And there's a lot of hills as well. I love Lisbon on the fingers. Madrid was good as well. Was it Madrid Lime as well? Madrid was good as well. Do you know what we need to do? Go back on the questions. I want to finish this on an hour because I'm desperate to eat some munch. And I'm desperate to watch the Wardley versus Fraser Clark thing. For the year, would you? Oh, do you know what, Stefan? It's your question, right? And when I'm stoned, I'm too nice to read things like this. I should have done it on Friday. Should I read your question? Or should I not read your question? See, I'm thinking, oh, there's a few questions there. Anyway, I should skip it. when I'm stoned, I'm just a nice person. I don't want to be nasty and say nasty things about people. Do you know what? D99 is shit. Right, I'll tell you what I'll do. It's definitely that question is, would you rather have El Hamlet's brains but Bonk's looks? Wait, no. El Hamlet's brains would you rather have, oh yeah, that was it. Would you rather have Elamlet's brain or Bonk's look? So if you look like Bonk, I have my own brain. I'm as smart as I am now, and I'm me, but in Bonk's body. Or I could look like me. And have Elamlet's brain. I think Bonk. Because if you're smart, you could get away with it, can't you? And if you're smart and funny, you can get away with it. And you could, and I could, I don't know, you could still be successful and be Bonk. I think Elamlet's just fucked. It's impossible for him to ever like smash it, do you know what I mean? Could have plastic surgery if you had bad luck. I feel like Elamlet's head's that fried that it's impossible for him to ever be anything. He's fucked. I can't believe how fucked he is. But I like him when he's playing the Wolfpack character, because at least he's like quite, instead of terrorizing girls and everything like he usually does. Some people message him mad shit about him, what he does with girls, you know. But instead of him terrorizing girls, when he's the Wolfpack, I feel like he's got that like nice thing where people like him in that he's less dangerous. he's uplifted and he sends positive things. But we have still got beef with him. We're not friends though. People must have known. Do you reckon people knew our friendship weren't going to last? I reckon I went a good 12, 18 months without having one of them nights where he just sends me just the maddest shit. And then he had one of his bad episodes. Those animal accounts. Oh, it's just crazy, isn't it? So he's now said that Gray, have you noticed that Gray was now an AI dolphin? But at first he wasn't. He was saying he was a real dolphin. He's nuts. But listen, he's all right. I don't mind him. D1993, a horrible Rangers. Do you know what? Right, again, when I've never liked Rangers, never liked Celtic. Like, I bounced from each one depending on which player they had. I remember randomly liked Rangers for a season because they had Tori Andre Flo. Loved him. Don't even know why. Still, well, didn't really follow his career after. Maybe they had him for a few seasons, but there was a season when I loved him and I liked Rangers. And then my uncle, who was married to my mum's sister at the time, but they're not married anymore. He was a Celtic fan, so for a bit I support Celtic because he used to buy me Celtic tops. Not supported Celtic, but you know what I mean? They were like, as well as Liverpool. And then I've never liked either for ages, but then when Gerrard went to Rangers, I fully got behind Rangers when Gerrard went there. Loved them. I wanted them. I liked them. I wanted them every time they played. I wanted them to win. I was buzzing when they won the league. And I actually did, still, even though it wasn't Gerrard, because I liked them. I wanted them to be, who did they lose to in the European final? I wanted Rangers to win that. Frankfurt. Was it Frankfurt? I always confuse these two teams. Was it Frankfurt who won the? It was Frankfurt who beat them in the final, wasn't it? Yeah, Frankfurt. People are going to start going now. Yeah, it was Frankfurt. It was definitely Frankfurt anyway, I know it. Oh, I need a wee already. I like Rangers, but I feel like the fans are annoying on Twitter. Like, but then again, like I say all the time, imagine if you didn't know any Liverpool fans. Say you support Wolves, yeah, and you don't know any Liverpool fans. First hand, you have never met a Liverpool fan. The only Liverpool fans you know is the ones off social media. You'd fucking hate Liverpool fans. Do you remember the picture of me with that bird in Augsburg? Now, what picture of what bird? The one behind the bar. Do you remember Augsburg? One of my favourite ways of all time. Augsburg. I feel like you won't get that anymore, though. I don't know. Augsburg was sick. I feel like the Augsburg boozers and stuff in the little pubs and bars were just the best. Was you with us, Mike, the first night in Augsburg where it was where the owner of that bar, one of my favourite stories ever, where the owner of that bar was the strippers. Which strip? What strippers was it? Augsburg? I don't remember the strippers Augsburg. I remember the Brassos Augsburg. I don't remember the strippers. Did we go to strippers as well? Remember me in the boot? And he had toilet roll in his boot, but I jumped in the boot of this taxi because there was no room. There was no room in the car. And I said, I'll jump in the boot. And everyone was like, what? You'll jump in the boot? I was like, yeah, of course, mate. Get us in. Who's ringing two taxis? I'll jump in the boot. Can't give a fuck. Jumped in the fucking boot. But the parcel shelf was off and I'm talking to him. But it was fucking funny. Get there. And then I'm like, lads, I'll tell you this. Literally, he has got a toilet roll holder drilled into the side of his car, hanging, like in, fixed to the car with toilet roll on it. Yes, Mike was in the taxi. Tori Andre Flo was our record signed at one point. And he was fucking off of us. Was he Sunderland? Yeah. Did he go to Sunderland after Rangers or before Rangers? Yes, Mike was in the taxi. It was terrible, wasn't it, Mike? Oh. when the taxi driver opened the boot for me, toilet roll, I kept looking at the same. I reckon he lived in his car. Do you remember, was you with us in the Mexican bar, Mike? The Mexican bar in Augsburg where we got all them tequilas. So listen to this, yeah. I thought you was answering yeah to this. It was about the taxi. The guy, the owner of the bar, had bought like a job lot, yeah, of cinnamon flavored tequila. And he was even saying to us, I don't know why I bought it. He got it dead cheap, yeah, this cinnamon tequila. He got like half blagged into buying it. He was even saying to us he didn't know why he bought it. But he did. He bought it. And he was giving it a shot away with every drink. Any drink you bought, you got a shot. But if you bought a shot of tequila, he would give you free tequila. He would give you that and two other tequilas. And then she would have it as well. Genuinely would have it in front of you. They weren't asked in Augsburg. The bird would have a tequila with you at the bar, mate. Do you know the other time that happened as well? So me and my mate, Tom Walker, went to see my granddad in Spain. But for some reason, we did realise in the end, not 2 years later, we tried to book flights and they were dead expensive from England to there, but it was in the summer holidays, so we didn't even realise. But so you fly to Alicante, so when you fly to Alicante in the fucking 6 week holidays, it's well expensive. So we flew to Milan, and then from Milan to Fingen, the price like half. Did two nights in Milan and watched Inter Milan. I was gutted it was Inter Milan, not AC Milan. Watched Inter Milan versus Fiorentina beat them 4-1, and we went out to some bar after the game. It was a ship, like literally, we was walking through Milan. You'll never believe this ever. People must be somewhere in the world must be onto this. We was walking through Milan looking for something that was open late, and there was not, everything was shut. It was like it was midweek and everything was shut, right? And then we just came, I don't know, we're a ship. It was a ship. It was a boat structure. that lad who came up to us with his birthday, Josh. Yeah, she said, nah, no pipes. I've had that done to me though before, Mike. So I got it done to me in Dortmund, didn't I? So I can't say nothing. Definitely racist a little bit. I like to think that. Yeah. I do remember that, mate. I'd done that in Munich. Driver looked at me like I had two heads halfway back. So I gaffer realised I was in a 7 seat. Yeah, that's definitely. No way. So no, this was a fucking small taxi, mate. Do you know what I always remember? One of the funniest car rides when Liverpool beat Everton Van Dijk in the FA Cup. My mate said, "Listen, everyone get back to mine." He'd watched it. It is in Bolton. I was like, "Everyone get back to mine." So me and my mate drove, and we was in the King Harry with. So it would have been four in the three seats. So three in the three seats and one on their knees, and then another one in the boot. And then obviously the driver and the one in the passenger seat. So what's that? 2, 4. Seven people in a Fiesta, a three-door Fiesta from Liverpool to Bolton. Me, Ben, Callum, Tank, the driver, Brad. Who else came? That's 5. Who else came? Callum in the boot. Joe or Tank, I can't remember which one, because they're big lads. Do you know what I mean? One of them two had to go in the front, because it's like, listen, we'll do this and we'll all accept it, but you've got to be realistic with where people are going. It got him, and that's if you're fitting people in, and I went with the driver was someone who was my mate. If everyone fits in the car, I'm in the front, and that is it. I'm in the front because he's my mate, right? Do you know what I mean? But at that point, you've got to give up the front seat sometimes just for like logistics. I can't remember who sat in the front, and then Anthony Thomas has an upstairs and downstairs toilet, and both bogs got blocked. both bogs got blocked, both of them. I felt so sorry for him. Fuck you, Green. Listen, it happens. How do you know it's not racism at play here? And you're laughing at a racist incident, a racially aggravated incident against me, and you're laughing at that and saying, imagine. Ridiculous. Oh, I've got loads more questions that I've not done. What about Dana White? What about weed? What about Scousers?
one about the COVID rules. What rules from COVID, this is from Patch, what rules from COVID would you be happy with to have back all the time? I was thinking this, I would love a lockdown, but what COVID rules were there that I liked? Probably not really many. You know what? Right, seriously, I feel like I'd be happy, but I wouldn't do it myself. I won't do it myself where I just go and do it, right? Hear me out here, I wouldn't. I'm not just going to start doing it and walking around shops like that. But I was happy with the masks. I'd bring masks back. I'm fine with masks. I liked it. You add half your face. You don't know, like you can, it's like a filter, isn't it? You can just get rid of half of your face. Perfect. Them masks were sick. Now, I'm not asked about distancing queues because sometimes I can be a close queuer. Not like touching you or anything. I'm not weird with it, but sometimes people, you like, if it's that's the system where you got a queue. Too many people breathe down your neck. Now you just need to get rid of finger table service. Now, because I don't mind going to the bar sometimes. Sometimes I like table service and sometimes I like going to the bar. So, nah, I wouldn't even get rid of table service. I wouldn't just have that. Definitely mask. Bring back masks in supermarkets. It's just better. I don't need people coughing on things and being ill all the time, because I'm ill enough from JJ. I don't need to be ill all the time from people in the supermarket coughing on the rant, being ill as fuck, coughing on the rants all the way to the shop, all the way to the thing. Because think I do it when I'm ill. When I'm ill, I'm not probably the most clean person in the fucking world. I'll probably cough. If I cough on my hands on the way to the car, I'm not going to go to the supermarket and instantly wash my hands because I've fucking coughed on my hands in the car. Maybe, no, definitely not, never. I was thinking of hand sanitizer, but everyone hand sanitized when COVID was on. No one's hand sanitizer. Imagine coughing, going, and then just going, oh, putting hand sanitizer on. You have no skin left on your hand. No traffic on the roads. Yeah, that's not a rule, though, is it? Yeah, there was loads of parts of, what's it called? Clapping on a Thursday night. Yes, Paddy, masks in shops, bring them back. Masks in shops, mask walking around the cinema until you sit to your seat. Perfect, I loved them. Masks were perfect. Pushing, never had to stop and talk to someone. Exactly, bro. You had your mask on. But obviously, sometimes it's nice to stop and talk to people. I am a chatter. I don't know if you know this. I am a chatter, but just masks were good. They were fine. I liked them, and I'm happy for people to not be coughing all the time. Neighbour does pots and pans out a lot. No one around here clapped. No one, but near me, mum and dad's, they did. They clapped. I remember the first. The only reason why I remember it is because where did I come home from when I came on? Not came on. Went to my mum and dad's at that time, and when I got out of my car, there was a few people on the street clapping, and I couldn't really work out what it was until I went in, and my mum and dad were like, "Were they clapping?" And I was like, "Oh my god, yeah, they were clapping. That's what it was." Well, I realised within about a minute. Ordering food with drinks, yeah, that was weird. I just don't understand why that made a difference. That because all loads of food was fucking going out of date and stuff because people weren't going out, so they just thought, "I can get rid of all this food, make people order it." Right, anyway, it's been an hour and 2 minutes. I'm jumping off. I don't think we've got through any questions, anything, but I need a piss. Look how much I've drank. That was full. And it's massive. It's hard to stress a bit. How do I find out how big this is? 1,600 milliliters is to there. So it's probably about 1,800. That's nearly two. Is that 2 liters? Is that a 2 liter thing yet? Bring it back, is all I'm saying. Or bring ordering food with drink. No, don't bring that back. Right, listen, I'm going Tuesday. Watch, we're off topic. We do it. Probably will. And next for our Sunday, I'll be back for a live chat. I'm going, I want to eat all my munch and watch the Fraser Park thing. It's been good. It's been a pleasure, everyone, again. I enjoy you. I'll ask. Oh, I can't be asked.